What are your thoughts about collective bargaining and your stand on collective bargaining in the state of Alaska? And, Bill, you were down. That means you're up. You're first.
Well, it's a process that we have to do. I don't do the bargaining. It's with the commissioner of, what is it now, in administration does that. So we have to respect it. I don't say yay or nay or one way or the other. I think it's people's choice if they form a union. I tell them at times when I was running our logging companies, there were some opportunities to try to organize. People didn't. We let them make that decision. But as far as making the decision to be represented by a union, that's up to them. And I think, you know, what I do like, and I keep telling people when we build a gas pipeline or anything, I'd like to make sure that the local man in this room or their children have the opportunity to have local hire without having to be in a hall first. Because I tried to get on in the pipeline and I couldn't get on because I wasn't in the union. So I somewhat of a sour taste, but I'm over that because I tried for years. I just came up, stayed logging into Tyonic. I don't know if you guys knew where that is, but and I go to town waiting. I think it's necessary. We accept it. We let the state go forward, and it's not our job. We don't negotiate any contracts, but we do respect what they do and just stand back and watch. So I forgot what the other part was. Is that it?
Your thoughts and your stand.
Well, you got it. And I'll respect any agreement that they bring to the state, which we have, and we'll fund the request then.
I think collective bargaining is an important aspect of Alaska, and I mean, I think a tax on collective bargaining, which we've seen in Wisconsin and other states, one, just leads to division. You're taking away something that's been part of the United States for, 50, 60 years. I mean, since the Great Depression, really. I mean, that's where it's really codified as something that employees could expect. And I think that's something that Alaska should not follow. And that what you saw in Wisconsin tore that state apart. Millions, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars of outside money poured into Wisconsin. And the political system came to a standstill. So I would agree, that's not a road that Alaska should go on. And I think what the Commissioner of Administration, the Department of Administration do in Alaska is keep doing what it has done. And right now, there are modest wage increments every year that keep pace with inflation. I think last year it was 2%. State employees received a 2% raise. I think that's reasonable. And you see the same thing in schools. So I think what you have with collective bargaining are fairly reasonable contracts in Alaska where employees in the public sector and also the private sector get protections and provisions that lead to family wage jobs, which goodness knows are pretty important here the cost of living, the cost of housing, and everything else. So I think what Alaska's doing is all right, and it certainly shouldn't follow the example of our lower 48 neighbors.